Chapter 6, Cardiovascular Disease and Stress. With some ailments, the link between stress and ill health is somewhat indirect. With the cardiovascular system, however, the dynamics are obvious and the evidence is clear. Stress is definitely a risk factor for disease. The stress response is designed to massively increase the energy available for fight or flight. The cardiovascular system is the main engine and delivery system for this. During a stress response, it is working many times harder than usual. It starts with a perception, real or imagined, of danger. The stress response accelerates heart rate, breathing, and blood pressure, and makes the blood thick with fatty acids and glucose. This alone can kill a vulnerable person. In a heart attack or stroke, a weak blood vessel can burst under the increased pressure alone. A panic attack can be particularly dangerous for hypertensive older people with fragile hearts. However, the real danger is caused by years of chronic stress. In a stress response, the muscles around certain large arteries contract, since a narrow tube squirts the blood faster than a wide one. The blood itself is more viscous. This means that an accelerated heart is pumping a more viscous fluid through narrower passages much faster than usual. This is a high-revving body, and it is not surprising that it breaks down over time. Increased blood pressure and the semi-solid blobs of fatty acids can cause tiny rips in the lining of the arteries. The bifurcations where the arteries branch into the tinier vessels that feed the individual cells are particularly vulnerable to damage. Stress hormones increase the blood's tendency to clot, so when damage occurs, fatty acids and platelets get under the lining, coagulate, and seal the damage. Each piece of repair work, however, is bulky and juts into the passageway, making it a little narrower and thus increasing the overall pressure. Atherosclerosis starts as a thickening and then progresses into a hardening of the arteries. The scene is now set for real damage. A clot will often break loose and block a small arteriole. Within seconds, all those downstream cells will suffocate and die. These infarcts, or microdeaths, are quite common in older people. A person who has suffered several heart attacks, for example, may have a lot of scar tissue in the heart muscles where the oxygen supplies were cut off in the past. The same process may happen on a smaller scale hundreds of times in an aging body. These infarcts destroy cells almost invisibly and riddle the body with scar tissue. If a large clot breaks loose, it can jam in a larger vessel and cause a stroke or heart attack. In fact, the same culprit makes the bullet and the gun. Hypertension, by damaging the lining, makes the clot form in the first place, and a peak of stress can blast the clot loose to inflict damage downstream. So, if you are hypertensive, how can meditation help? We can't consciously lower our heart rate, but we can easily relax our musculature, which is the next best thing. Our muscles and our cardiovascular system operate in tandem for the same purpose. As soon as our muscles relax, we simultaneously reduce our high blood pressure. This means the body scanning meditations I described in the last chapter are equally suitable for cardiovascular health. We feel tension mainly in the large skeletal muscles, but it actually pervades the whole body. It goes right through to the colon, the tendons, the blood vessels, and the thousands of tiny muscles we can't feel directly. If we relax the big muscles, however, the little ones will relax as well. By meditating, we train ourselves, whether we realize it or not, to notice the difference between a tight and a relaxed body. A tight body feels hard and rigid, with points of discomfort. A relaxed body feels softer and more flowing, if not entirely pain-free. As our musculature softens, the arteries become more supple and elastic. The blood becomes less viscous and the pressure reduces. We tend to feel this as a soft, warm, tingling sensation throughout the body. The feeling is subtle, and we may not notice it at all if we become too sleepy or dull when we meditate. It is, however, quite unlike the feeling of habitual tension. By cultivating this feeling both in meditation and during the day, and particularly by doing short spot meditations whenever possible, we can at any time shift our cardiovascular activity back towards a state of rest and balance.